There's a lot of activity this morning in terms of announced merger activity, and a lot of people would say that's a good sign, and none of it's local. Now, we do have, of course, one thing ticking. We know about the acquisition of Baldor by ABB, and that tender offer where people can submit their shares for $63.50 a share in cash. Theoretically, that tender offer expires at midnight tonight. And so if you're a listener out there and you've got Baldor shares and you haven't tendered your shares, you might want to get busy today. It might be extended, but theoretically it expires tonight. But we see a number of other huge companies announcing acquisitions. DuPont is offering to buy a Danish company that makes food ingredients and enzymes for $5.8 billion in cash. It's about a 25% premium to where that Danish stock was trading just a few days ago. DuPont's already involved in a joint venture with this company in advanced bioethanol, or as they call it, cellulosic ethanol technology. And another one, which is interesting, Johnson & Johnson making an offer of about $11 billion to buy a European company by the name of Smith & Nephew, which is the largest maker of replacement knees and hips. That's about a 10% premium over what the stock was trading. And then this morning, a merger being announced in North Carolina, Duke Energy and Progress Energy. One of those, Duke is headquartered in Charlotte and Progress in Raleigh. It will create it's about a $14 billion acquisition on the part of Duke is acquiring Progress Energy, basically. It's going to create the country's largest electric utility. They have about 7.1 million customers in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and another state or two. So a lot of activity going on. This afternoon, after the market closes, we kind of first shot in terms of the earnings season, that is earnings for the fourth quarter of 2010. Alcoa being the first one, they will report earnings tonight this afternoon after the market closes. And it's going to be very interesting to watch that because we keep talking about rising input costs as different companies talk about rising costs, everything from aluminum to copper to steel to wheat and corn and cotton, et cetera. And we'll see what Alcoa has to say. It is interesting that they announced on Friday that they were going to restart some idled pot lines at three aluminum smelters, which, of course, indicates that there's an increasing demand for aluminum. And we do get some interesting economic data later in the week. Really nothing important today or tomorrow, but later in the week we get the PPI, inflation at the wholesale level, and also inflation at the retail level, the CPI. But what everyone's really wanting to know is on Friday we get retail sales numbers, and we'll get them by themselves and then ex-auto, and we'll also get numbers from the government on capacity utilization. So we're going to see whether the consumer is dead or alive on Friday.
Well, consumers are in a theater some with True Grit doing very well, John. The movie picked up another $15 million this past weekend and now has over $110 million in ticket sales, the first Western since the 1990s to top $100 million.
Well, and I'm sure you've seen it. I've already seen the movie. I loved it. And I noticed that over the weekend, I guess it was AMC or someone, showed the original True Grit. So I watched part of it again. I just can't get enough of it.
John, that's the same with me. And you know they're both good.
They are, indeed.
John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.